You're listening to Health First, heard across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
We are back with Dr. Leo Trisandi. He's a pediatrician and an author of Sicker, Fatter, Poorer, The Implications of Toxicity in Our Environment. So welcome back, Leo.
Thank you.
As far you are in the States, and I think there's stats of something like 40% of Americans are obese. Does this have a lot to do with the environmental health?
Well, what we now know is that there's some 50 chemicals that are obesogens, that is literally make you fatter. Take, for example, bisphenol A or BPA, which is in thermal paper receipts and aluminum cans. BPA makes fat cells bigger. It disrupts the function of a protein that protects the heart called adiponectin. And it's a synthetic estrogen. And that's important because it can have sex-specific effects on body mass.
And so there's a lot of false estrogens all across our environment now that we're picking up.
And there are synthetic chemicals that fundamentally change the burn rate of our body. So a study a while back looked at these Teflon-like chemicals, these perfluoroalkyl compounds, and what they found was quite striking. In women who had just lost a bunch of weight, they saw substantial regain of that weight in relationship to the levels of perfluoroalkyl compounds in people's bodies. And when they traced back the cause of that increase in weight gain, they traced it back to a decrease in the metabolic rate, literally slowing down the rate at which the body burns calories.
So that this is actually affecting your thyroid or your metabolic rate?
Well, in this case, it's not just the thyroid hormone. That used to be the approach that we thought, that the thyroid hormone was the end-all and be-all when it came to how the body used energy. But now we know that there are a variety of hormones and related signaling molecules. Without getting into technical terms, are these receptors called PPAR that literally shape how our body turns calories into lipids, carbohydrates, or muscle. And if you, in particular, tweak those receptors, it can result in the same caloric intake being shifted more and more into fat as opposed to muscle.
Okay. And what would be the importance of really hydrating and drinking lots of water to flush things through when you've got all these things happening in your body?
Well, that can be beneficial for other reasons as well. But from the perspective of chemicals that disrupt the hormone functions in our bodies, it's really important to follow those safe and simple steps. Saying no, for example, to that thermal paper receipt that you get in the supermarket can be really helpful because the lining of that supermarket receipt is made of bisphenols. And you might not realize, but your skin actually is a great way to absorb some of these synthetic chemicals. And we also have unconscious hand-to-mouth contact that can enhance the absorption of these chemicals into the human body. So as much as we try to flush these chemicals out by hydrating, the reality is that there are these ways that that chemicals get into our body based on normal body functions.
And so, say I was a clerk creating an invoice, you know, what, every 5-10 minutes for 40 hours a week. How is that implicating my own health?
Well, there are studies underway that are actively looking at this issue and looking at populations where literally as part of their work lives, people are exposed to very high levels of these chemicals. But there already are concerns about obesity and diabetes in relationship to these important exposures.
Wow. And then to be really near all the electronics, it would be a lot like having the flame retardant chemicals or anything like that. You'd be adding that load to your body, right?
Well, and that's why it's important to go ahead and simply recirculate the air. The other thing you can do is maintain a healthy diet of iodine through seaweed, strawberries, raspberries, and such. And what that does is helps to counteract the effects of these chemicals, because iodine is a key part of thyroid hormone.
Mm-hmm. And would I need to come and get a prescription, or is it safe for me to just take iodine and see how I feel with it?
Well, it's important to focus rather than on taking supplements, but to make sure you have a diet healthy in iodine. That's really the best way to prevent the effects that we're talking about.
So
here,
it would be much better for me to grab some seaweed and some strawberries and just putting the food that's got some iodine content in it.
Right.
Okay. So the things that we can do at the home level, the simplest things we can do, what are the basic few that we can just concentrate on every day?
So it's as important to focus on what food gets into contact with, and that's what we've talked about before. So avoiding packaged food and highly processed food can actually be a big game changer in reducing your phthalate exposure. So we've seen that folks who eat a lot of fast food have between a 20 and 40% increase in their phthalate levels as detected in their urine. And the fact is, you can actually reduce your exposure to these chemicals by changing your ways. We've seen that interventions that have literally substituted out food that was highly processed, food that was less processed, reduce levels of bisphenols and phthalates in the body by 50 and even 60%. So there are a lot of things we can do in the here and the now to reduce our exposure.
Mm-hmm. And do you have a website as well as your book out now? Do you have information out there for the consumer and for the patients?
Yes, we've got some hopefully very friendly videos that go over the safe and simple steps you can take to reduce exposure, as well as information about the book, Sicker, Fatter, Poor. It's Leo Trasande, that's TRASANDE.com, or you can also go to sickerfatterpoorer.com.
Okay. And like years ago, lead and mercury were the toxins we were worried about, 20, 30 years ago. Are they still a concern, or is that pretty well taken care of now?
We've come a long way in this regard, such that levels in the bloods of children are 15 micrograms per deciliter lower in lead. I like to joke with the undergraduates I teach at NYU that they're 4 to 7 IQ points smarter simply because of having lower lead level in childhood than I did. And that has economic consequences, too. In the United States, we have a cohort of children and now adults who literally have economic productivities that are $200 billion greater than the kids of the 70s. So that's an ongoing $200 billion a year economic stimulus package that we get simply because we did the right thing and got lead out of gasoline and paint. Globally, that number is $2.45 trillion. 4% of our GDP. So literally doing the right thing can actually make us healthier and richer.
Quite great. When we look at some of the things that go environmentally back to the dump and that, when you look at children's diapers, baby diapers and menstrual pads, how do we get around the chemical laden products that are for sale?
Well, that's where transparency can take us a long way. We've seen a number of manufacturers step up documenting the ingredients in their materials, and that really is the change that we're all looking for. It's through accountability and through better information that we're seeing a lot of positive progress for change on behalf of human health. And that ultimately drives the innovation and business sense on behalf of doing the right thing.
So it's created a whole new marketplace.
There are major corporations that are stepping up, and you're seeing some of the older, less compliant companies starting to even respond and change their ways. Maybe not all the way for the better, but those who don't will lose market share in the long run.
And what's some of the most exciting things that you're seeing right now in the changes to our environmental toxins?
Well, we've seen a really responsive social movement around food packaging with those two major supermarket chains. These are big parts of the U.S. market, literally swapping out their entire supply of food packaging materials. You're seeing major furniture manufacturers, when they recognize that people can read on the label that something does or doesn't have flame retardants, realizing that they have got to get rid of flame retardants in their production or people won't buy their products. And that's the kind of awareness. You don't need a PhD in chemistry to minimize these exposures, and you can go so far to improve your lifestyle and be the change you seek.
Thank you so much, Leo Trasande, Dr. Leo Trasande, author of Sicker, Fatter, Poorer. Thank you so much for being on our radio show today.
Fantastic. Thank you for having me.
Okay. We'd also like to thank our producer, Alan Wishart, and we'd like to thank all the community stations across Canada that carry our program. Have a healthy and happy